When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fair Tire. No.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
To me, food is the most important thing, so I refuse to allow anything to get in the way of eating.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
This higher than mighty, let's all, you'll hold hands and, you know, sing kumbaya, does not work. You don't like people, don't invite them. That's the American way. That's what makes family great.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
But all birds come with giblets inside.
Yes. You have to reach inside. You have never done that before.
No, I've never, I've never cooked a turkey.
You're going to have to reach inside the bird and yank all of the innards out.
Oh, I thought you could get like a de-gibleted bird.
No, I'm
like
sorry.
A seedless watermelon.
Yes.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
What would you do to a pair of headsets that would mutilate the tip in this way?
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Go! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Busiest travel day of the year and a horrific start for me. Off to a horrendous start. It starts this morning, I forget my phone. So I get halfway here and I got to go all the way back to Seaport because I thought for a minute maybe I could do the show without my phone. But then I have my massive list of preparation items that are contained in my notes on my phone. Go back and get it. Get here. I got an issue. I had the giant gift that was given to me for Wiggy that I had to try to get down here. I've lost a lot of strength. I used to be very strong in my younger years, Curtis, and it's disappearing. And then I cannot find for the life of me what somewhere between here and the office I lost the Greg Hill Show mic flag that I was bringing down this morning to start the show.
We'll find it.
So,
all
right. I mean, I guess it can only get better. Like that means, I believe that means my commute to New Jersey will only be 3.5 hours.
Technically, it could get worse.
It could get worse.
Yes, it could be the beginning of the bad day.
Wait till the news before we talk about your commute. Not looking good.
It doesn't look good.
It does not look good.
I have a fearless prediction about travel tonight.
Yes.
I think it's going to be much better. I think everybody is where they are. Last night, the traffic everywhere was an S show.
Oh, my God. I was, and this is, I mean, it. I don't even know why I bring it up, because it's every day now. But I went to Worcester yesterday afternoon to present a Chick-fil-A Community Hero Award to a marvelous woman named Diane, who has volunteered for over a decade for the Worcester Sheriff's Deputy Relief Association. And we were done 3:30, something like that. I get on 290 or 190, jammed like bumper to bumper. This is like 3:15, 3:30 in the afternoon. Same thing on 495. Yeah. Like, I don't know how people do it. Like, I don't know how, unless you're done with your day by 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, you're completely effed when it comes to traffic. And it doesn't get any better. Like, you keep thinking, well, there's got to be something going on. Maybe it's a bunch of people who suddenly return to work, or maybe it's the Ubers and the Lyfts, or maybe it's the bike lanes. Maybe it'll ease itself out. It never eases itself out, Curtis.
Nope.
It is awful, and I'm sorry. I have to physically have my hand on the jack into the headphone adapter to hear anything.
Oh.
It's going to be an awesome day. Yeah, it's awful. But I think I found out why the Ubers go so slow in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have insurance to drive other occupants where they're going. So if they get in an accident, then they're SOL. So that's my guess.
Is that true?
I would think that would be the first thing you needed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I read it insurance a little while ago, and they ask you if you drive for Uber, Lyft, or like Uber Eats or any of those things.
Mm.
So my guess is you just do what I did. I mean, I don't. I said no, but how would they prove it? And you probably have to pay higher premiums. Jackson, you would know better than I.
Yes, you do have to pay a little bit of a higher premium if you admit to doing Uber or DoorDash.
My guess is they don't, and that's why they go slow.
Mm.
Jackson, I don't care, but you are giving some who are watching the show already this morning the ick.
Oh.
So I don't care, but they are suggesting that due to the spread of germs, you keep your hands out of and away from your mouth.
Okay. I don't put my hands in my mouth. I'm very germ phobic.
Oh, okay.
I think it's
because you pet your beard.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
That's
like
a beard petter.
Yeah, that is something I've noticed about Jackson, which is fine.
I think it's not
fingers in mouth. It's just on the beard.
Okay, so it's just a little excessive beard petting.
Yes.
Okay. That's not bad.
Beard stroking.
No.
Stroking works too.
You can call it whatever you want.
Yeah, that's not bad, Big Jack. I'm a nail biter, so my fingers are always in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, really, did we not learn anything about the spread of germs a couple years ago during some sort of global event that we had?
You should have hand sanitizer on you at all times.
I've been biting my nails since I was 7 years old, so it is what it is.
And then, of course, Wiggy got freaked out because Courtney dared to give him a Christmas card this morning. That was how the pre-show in here started.
But I thought those were given out on Christmas.
Okay, but what's the... It's a
Because I just wasn't sure.
It's a very nice thing.
Give out gifts?
She handed you an envelope. It is a very nice, she clearly had some sort of a professional artist do a photo session with her and Santo and Harris.
Yes.
And she gave that to you, and he said, Courtney, no gifts.
No gifts.
Because you don't want to have to give anybody a gift.
But I'm not expecting anything. I'm not expecting anything.
Because am I a douche if I don't now give a gift back?
No. That's not a gift.
It's not the point of the...
Well, but even like a little sentimental, like...
Well, it's nice if you want to get somebody a gift, get somebody a gift. But don't feel the obligation. Your thing is, if somebody dares to give you something...
Yes.
...out of the kindness of their Christmas heart...
Mm-hmm.
Then they are forcing you into giving them something.
Bingo!
Back.
It's like when somebody says, "Hey, can you do me a favor?" Then it's like, "Oh, damn! I owe them a favor." You know what I mean? Now it's like
they would owe you a favor.
Yeah, they would owe me a favor.
So if you feel like if you have to ask for somebody for a favor, then you're gonna owe them a favor.
Yeah, actually, Courtney, there is a link on the back to Revolve where you ask for donations.
There is not. But Wiggy, do not worry about it. I just thought I wanted it for Talina. If you guys post your Christmas cards anywhere, I want that to be in there.
Okay. Well,
Harry, you guys were the first ones to get them.
It's a very nice thing. Yeah, don't let Scrooge McDuck get you down over there.
I'm not. Is that?
The reason Wiggs is saying this is because you can't mock Harry in the photo because he's very well behaved.
Yeah, no, it's not the dog,
but you know how like sometimes people give you something and now you just feel like, if I don't do it, now I look like a douche. Yeah. And it's like,
please do not remove the joy from today. It's one of the great days of the year. Day before Thanksgiving, and we got a lot to get to on the show. The Joe Sacco win streak is over.
Yeah.
Short-lived. I unfortunately had to watch that game last night, and if you expected that your Bruins were going to rip off some kind of a 10-game win streak because they got rid of the big bad Jim Montgomery, right, that is not happening.
So. They had a lot of shots on net.
They did. I'll tell you what. David Pastrnak cannot close. Like that second period last night, Wiggy, had that breakaway, which he muffed, and he cannot put the puck in the net. And so, they continue to have problems.
Yeah.
When it comes to on the power play, I think it was second period. They could not get the puck out of their own zone on the power play, Wiggy.
Yeah, like, I don't really, you watch hockey, but, you know, other sports, it's a little bit more glaring. Like, if you start slow in football or you start slow in basketball, I just, like, it seems like they start slow all the time or they just look... I don't know. It's just like
they look slower than whoever they're going against.
Right.
I'm not even just talking about in the beginning. I'm talking about during the entire game.
But in the beginning, don't like the first, you know, half a period into the first period. I just feel like they're always
lethargic.
Like,
they come out like, for instance, last night, second period, down 1-0. They come out and they have a flurry of shots. Mm-hmm. They just can't bury them.
Right.
Like they don't have the talent.
Right.
When it comes to putting the puck in the net, or the talent that they have that could put the puck in the net is not able so far to put the puck in the net.
Well, that's why I was kind of saying that jokingly, because at one time I looked up, they had like 20-something shots to Vancouver's like 5 shots. I was like, I don't get how they're getting all these shots on net, but then it goes back to what we all thought, what we kind of talked about at the beginning of the season. Does this team have the talent? And
also, it might just be me because I had obvious issues with the guy when he threatened violence in my direction at the Squire in Chatham. But do we need some kind of a gushing welcome back to Boston for Jake DeBrusk as the Bruins gave him last night?
Like, how many years was he here? He was here for a long time.
Okay, like, but it used to be Nomar. Yeah. Like, that's was the bar. You know, a guy would leave, you'd come back, and then we did it for Kelly Olynyk, and all hell broke loose.
Right, yeah. Curtis.
But that's the day in which we live. Like, every sport, no matter what, it's not just the Bruins. They do that for players. And if you looked at the crowd... The crowd liked it. The amount of signs.
There was no.
Yes.
Those were like North Korean dictator signs.
You guys, I believe in 74, right at the glass.
There were two, no disrespect, but there were two sad older ladies.
Right. I thought it was a former colleague.
There were two sad older women with Oreos. And who am I to judge? But. I'm not sure that the two of them should be consuming any more Oreos.
Say, do you take it back?
And that was all. That's all I saw. You know, 74 is back in the building.
What movie had the Oreo line in hockey?
I don't care if 74 is back in the building. When 74 was in the building, he couldn't score a goal to save his life. So
you need to be like a Brady status to get, get some type of video or
him a video tribute last night.
Yeah, you need to be Brady status. Don't do that. Just because you're a part of an organization for a long period of time, you shouldn't get no video tribute.
You have to either, as Wiggy said, be like a Ray Bourque type or Dave Roberts or a guy that had a huge role in a championship.
Yeah.
And then, like Malcolm Butler comes back, everybody gives an ovation.
Okay.
There's some standing O's in that building last night.
Okay. They were probably confused about what was going on. This is Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
So it looks like Swayman is starting to come to form a little bit, but this team cannot put the friggin' puck in the net.
Yep.
32 shots to 15.
Yep.
15. I mean, I'm sorry, guys, but what is wrong with David Pastrnak? He looks like he's trying to do too much with the puck instead of making just a simple play or even shooting for that matter.
He can't finish. He cannot finish. And it's a real problem when he's the guy that you're paying $11 million a year.
That you're building around.
It is very, very frustrating.
I told I asked the question. There's something. He has this Jim Montgomery look. Remember Jim Montgomery on the bench had this look towards the end?
Kind of like he doesn't care.
And like not that he doesn't care, but like, I don't want to be here. There's about, like, I don't know. It could just be me and the way I see it, but it looks like Pasta is irritated, whether it's who he's playing with or it just looks like there's something that looks off with him.
Pasta is the hockey Manny. Like, he is exceptionally talented.
Yeah, but Manny was nails in the postseason.
Right, but that wasn't his. It was viewed that Ortiz was really clutch, and then Manny had the World Series MVP in 2004. But in general, I'm talking about just sort of their approach to Boston. Like, Pasta and Manny haven't changed, didn't change. There's a cult following for both of them because of who they are. They're both the most talented people at what they do in their sport. And yet, they would go at times, they would massively underperform, and it would irritate the masses.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, and I love Manny. I absolutely love Manny. He was never, like, a slumpy guy like Pasta where he wasn't performing. Manny was always pretty much, you know, postseason, regular season.
They released Manny. Every team in baseball had the chance to sign him without giving up anything, and they didn't get
No, but I'm talking about Manny and his peak.
But this is like 05. This wasn't, I mean, Manny, it brought him back to reality.
But this is, Pasta is what? Pasta's like early Manny when Manny, you know, a couple years he got in him.
It's just, whatever he's doing is not, it's not working. I will give it to Marchand because Marchand at his ripe old age continues to grind. And you can literally see him out there trying to will a point for his hockey team. But
Needs Krejci back.
They're in a little bit of trouble. So, all right.
And just to correct it, 03 is when the Red Sox put Manny on waivers in the middle of his prime and not a team in baseball claimed him.
Mm. Curtis, encyclopedic knowledge of Red Sox baseball and New England Patriots football.
That's right.
That is what you possess.
It's crazy.
I don't know if I mention it enough.
Well, it's really the only thing I'm good at, and that and holding a headphone jack with my left hand for the entirety of the show.
Well, maybe Jackson could add that to his duties, filling in for Shine this morning.
It's okay.
If you wouldn't mind his hand being in that spot.
That is a...
it just must be so nice, like, when you lay your head down at night and you're just probably replaying, like, your favorite Red Sox and Patriots moments. Like, when I shut my eyes, I replay everything I've said that day and how it may have affected somebody else.
Wow.
And, like, if people are mad at me, like, that's how I fall asleep every night. Curtis falls asleep watching... you know, Brady's prime time.
That's a real problem for you.
Yeah, that's a massive problem.
You really need to stop worrying about
it. Oh, my God. The other day when I made a joke at Wiggy and Wiggy's like, oh, you want to play that? The rest of the day, I'm like, Wiggy hates me. Wiggy hates me.
All right.
Oh, man, you got to let it go.
I know.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will join us here at 9 this morning, and we will talk Celtics. Jelani Tavai, ahead of Patriots Friday, as the New England Patriots get ready for the Colts on Sunday. And we'll talk to Jelani Tavai at 7:30 if he is up for tackling another interview on this show.
Just don't question his effort.
Ask about his favorite Thanksgiving dish.
Yeah. Oh, Courtney and I actually brought some food in today. We could do that at some point.
Oh, you did? Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
Curtis, may I go first? Because mine is a breakfast situation.
Oh, let's do it in courses. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. So maybe I'll do mine in like the first hour of the show, and then you do yours in the last.
Perfect.
Okay. Excellent. I love it.
We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes. And then they said it coming up at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And there is great news today from science for lazy people.
Mm-hmm.
doctors have okayed, apparently, doing something in the shower that I believe Courtney has said on the show countless times gives her the ick. So
yeah, lazy and gross.
We will get to... We will... Doctors say it's fine, yep. So I think you're wrong.
Yep.
So we will get to that in the rest of the news coming up at 7:45 on our Wednesday before Thanksgiving show here at WEEI. And to start us off, it is Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings. The Bruins got shut out by the Canucks. 2-0 was the final, with one of Vancouver's goals, the game winner, coming from Jake DeBrusk. He did get a nice tribute video before this one, and Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 13 saves in the loss. Wiggy already brought it up, but the difference in shots and goal to the Canucks 13, the Bees ended the night with 33. Crazy. Jabril Peppers returned to Patriots practice yesterday, declining to comment on what's been going on with him. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Understand that you guys had questions about what transpired earlier in the season under the advice of my attorneys. I'm not at liberty to discuss any details. I look forward to doing so as part of legal proceedings. Hope you guys understand and respect that.
Okay. I mean, Patriots, I imagine, have done some sort of lengthy investigation on this of their own.
Yes.
And the NFL, right?
Yep.
And the NFL. And so I gathered that the Patriots are comfortable enough with what happened that they were allowing him to, they're allowing him to come back. And so sounds to me like they believe that the story that was told by the victim, the alleged victim, is not what actually happened. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens in court.
I hope that they have made 100% sure.
Yeah.
Because the cost benefit of this, he comes back and he plays well. Maybe he helps you in a game or two.
Right.
If he comes back and it turns out things are actually not what he made them seem.
Yeah.
That's a really bad situation.
His attorneys had said that there was video in the home. That would
exculpatory.
That would vindicate him. So, I'm guessing
they'd have to have something because the NFL investigated and the Patriots, and it's been a lengthy investigation, right? It's not like it's been a week in there. Like this has been going on for at least a month. It seems like so.
Right.
They must have turned over every rock and trying to figure out and said, all right. Basically, what we have, we feel comfortable with bringing him back.
Unsure on if he will play this weekend, but Greg said it. We're going to make today a Patriots Friday, so we will have Jelani Tavai on at 7:30 ahead of the Pats matchup with the Colts on Sunday at Gillette. And I got to make a parlay for tomorrow. So to prepare for the Turkey Day games, Bears-Lions at 12:30, I think I'm going Lions. Giants-Cowboys at 4:30, I'm going Cowboys. And Dolphins-Packers at 8:20.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going Packers.
You are?
Yep.
Is it in Green Bay?
In Green Bay.
All right, that's a good one. I would lean that way, too.
Okay.
And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 35 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, afternoon high of 47.
Snow coming tomorrow, Curtis?
Yeah, looks like Boston's going to get about 18 inches. It's going to be a real doozy, so I'd leave the house right now.
I had seen some of your fellow meteorologists who suggested otherwise. They said it was only going to be north and west of 495.
I don't want to get a call from Ken.
Okay.
Yes, it's going to be north and west, higher elevations, otherwise rain here.
All right, Thanksgiving almost upon us. We are going to get to our leads coming up next.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Up next.
You're waking up with the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Want Boston sports 24/7? It's easy. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Thank you, Jackson. Perfect Thanksgiving song. That song reminds me of Thanksgiving because it, Julia Hill, my lovely daughter, one Thanksgiving, whenever that album came out, we were driving to go get Cool Whip or something, and she said, "Dad, I got to play this song for you. You're going to love this artist," and I indeed did.
Who is that?
That is Noah Kahan. Yeah.
What did you end up loving more, or the Cool Whip?
Curtis, you knew. I will say this, though. Not a big Cool Whip guy. If I have my choice on pie, it's ice cream.
Yeah.
And then it's real whipped cream, mm-hmm. and then if I have to, I will go missionary and accept the Cool Whip. But there are some people who love Cool Whip.
Is that the one in the container?
Yes, it is, Wiggy. Yeah. Yep, that's the one.
All right.
You
I like the one in the can.
You like the Whippets. Yep. That's what you like.
I like the other one in the container, too.
You know, they sell those at some liquor stores now?
What do they sell?
A can of Whippets.
I don't think it's really the actual Whippets, is it? I don't think it's legal to sell nitrous oxide or whatever.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'd check on that before you spend a lot of money on it.
With all due respect, Greg, I would trust Jackson on this one.
He does spend a lot of time at the liquor store. Yes, you're right. All right. Well, anyway, Shime is in London. Jackson is here. And it's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be with us at 9 talking Celtics. We started the show, unfortunately, talking about the Bruins and the shutout last night. And the Joe Sacco win streak has come to an end. And we will talk Patriots with Jelani Tavai at 7:30 on this morning's show. And then we'll get to They Said It at 7. So, a lot to get to on the day before Thanksgiving, including this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Jackson, you stumped me. I guess I could take a guess. It sounds Pantera-ish. Is it Pantera?
You nailed it.
Okay. I don't know the song, though.
It's Cowboys from Hell.
Okay. All right. Jackson, thank you. Leads this
any
morning.
Reason the day before Thanksgiving, Cowboys from Hell?
I love the song. Love Pantera. Dimebag Darrell was the man. And rest in peace. That's it. Okay. Great song. Okay.
All right. Your lead this morning, Jackson?
My lead is we lost a legendary character over the weekend. The woman who played Milhouse on The Simpsons retired from The Simpsons because she wants to do other stuff, which I don't understand. She gets paid like $7 million a year, and she's been doing it for 35 years. Wow. Why retire if you don't have to? But anyway, Milhouse is a legendary character, and I just found out yesterday that his middle name is Mussolini, which I find hilarious. But he's given me so many laughs over the years, and I kind of relate to him because he's one of these guys that gets beaten down and then comes up the next day with the sun shining and tomorrow's another day. So he's kind of an inspiration. Good, fun, absolutely hilarious character. One of the hardest I've ever laughed is when he said, "Oh, that's not bad, but look at me, I have stigmata." And he put up his hands, he had bleeding hands, and just Simpsons is brilliant, and the character is hilarious, and he will be missed.
So when it comes to influential figures in your life, you would name Milhouse, a character on The Simpsons as one of them.
I never thought of it that way, but sure.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think it's the longest running television program in history.
Yeah.
It's been on
forever.
You said 35. Is it
37? I think is what it is.
Yeah,
His final line in the episode last Sunday. It's just perfect, Milhouse. His final line was, "I lost all my high scores." I don't know why I think that's funny, but I think it's
It's never just, really it's got so into Milhouse. The Simpsons.
Me neither.
You didn't?
No.
But they predict the future.
I feel no. You always have a Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is my show.
You have a Seinfeld reference at the ready. I feel like on the old show we used to say there's always a Simpsons obscure reference
because
they've been on for so long.
But don't they predict the future?
They have. I think they have predicted the future. I think in many cases.
I was a Married with Children's fan.
You were a Married with Children fan?
Yeah, because that came on. That came on right after The Simpsons, or maybe right before The Simpsons.
I think it was after.
But I never really got into The Simpsons. Simpsons.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to. Well, where do you rank it if you're going to look at cartoon like adult cartoons? Where do you rank it?
I never really got into any of the adult cartoons.
You weren't into Beavis and Butthead?
No, not really. I wasn't into South Park. So
Impossible.
I know people love South Park.
It's hard. Simpsons great.
Uh-huh.
It's hard for me to put. I will never put anybody above South Park. Yeah. South Park is arguably the most well-written comedy ever on television, and nothing else is close. And I would include Seinfeld in that. I would include Curb Your Enthusiasm in that.
Well, that's because of the raunchy nature?
It's not the raunchy nature so much as it is the satire and the way they are. They can do a complete and utter takedown of people, like they did to Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah, they made Lizzo go on a diet.
They did. Yes, they did. But, all right, interesting lead, Jackson. Yeah. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to do a lead on the feelings I had when Hannity and Combs broke up, but I think I'll just do this.
Okay.
So we talk mockingly now about Robert Kraft mistakenly telling, or on purpose, telling Amazon and the world that he knew 5 years ago that Gerard Mayo was going to be the coach of the Patriots.
With your encyclopedic knowledge of the New England Patriots, remind me, if indeed it was 5 years ago, that was right after he had just won a Super Bowl with Bill Belichick as his head coach. Am I correct about that?
Not only a Super Bowl that reignited the Belichick defensive genius label.
Okay.
I mean, he shut down the Rams in that Super Bowl, only a field goal famously. Right. So after he won his sixth, he says, I found out that Gerard Mayo would replace Bill sooner rather than later. Okay. And I believe Gerard Mayo is safe. I don't think he's going to get fired. If things continue in this direction, it will certainly be a topic of conversation. And if you are ripping Robert Kraft for saying 5 years ago he made this decision, then you shouldn't be getting him off the hook or letting him off the hook by saying he has to give him another year if Robert Kraft today thinks he's not the man for the job long term. Basically, it would be doubling down on the same mistake. Not because he's earned a second year, which, listen, I agree. I'm not debating this. I'm a Gerard Mayo guy. I like him. I think he'll get another year. However, if he is over his head and you have evidence in front of you that suggests this is not a job that's for him, then you can't make the same mistake again and just stick behind him knowing he's not the guy.
See, I don't really because I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday. Like, why do you have to give Mayo a second year? Why do you?
Well, you're on the payroll.
No, I'm not on the payroll, but I think even when they, I think it was the Arizona Cardinals did it to Steve Wilks. Like, I'm like, how do you expect a guy to take over a team that wasn't very good is to completely turn it around in year one?
Well, it happens. I heard that same discussion, and Jones and Keefe actually had some great examples.
Possible.
They were using the Chargers.
Yeah, D'Amico Ryans did it. You look at Harbaugh, he's doing it. But look, it's like
he's doing it right in front of your eyes.
But it's also the similar conversation where, you've seen plenty of top five quarterbacks turn out to be busts. Like, you can make the argument for both. So for every, good coach that had a great year, like D'Amico Ryans and Harbaugh, there's Dan Campbell.
Yep.
I brought up Bill Belichick yesterday. I brought up Andy Reid. I'm not sure, but
Well, they were using Andy Reid as an example of what the Chiefs were like before he got there.
But I'm talking about his first year in Philadelphia. His first year as a head coach. Remember, Andy Reid was coming off a successful head coaching career when he got to Kansas City.
Yeah. I just think it would be embarrassing for Kraft, and that's why Jerod's not going anywhere. I think Elliott Wolf is gone or AVP is gone before they even consider looking at Jerod Mayo.
I think you're right. Unfortunately, I think the question should be on the table. Curtis is right. Like, why are you not asking it?
Right. When are we going to get back to football dictating football decisions?
And you're right, Courtney. This happens all the time in any workplace. Somebody hires somebody, and then that person, as is the case many times, is not the right person for the job.
Because they
have invested their ego in the hire, they can't fire them.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's the – everybody
– But is that a fair shot for somebody
We all make mistakes. Like,
no, life isn't fair.
No. But we know that. That's you're stating the obvious, Captain. But we know
spicy.
To give somebody an opportunity,
that's rich. Carry
to
on.
Give somebody an opportunity.
Is this team getting better every week?
There's been points of times they look better.
Wiggy, they're getting worse every week.
No.
Minus the quarterback. You have to be honest.
I'm being honest.
Look at week to week. Past week and the week before.
Right.
But they're getting worse every week.
If the Chicago week, they look better. And you can't use the team. You asked me, are there points and times in the season where this team looked like, okay, it was headed in the right direction? We talked about when they won, what was it, 2 games in 3 weeks or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
And they were a play against the Titans away from being
creased. Right. I think people were hoping that Jerod Mayo, as a head coach, had turned the corner. I don't think
But he makes mistakes, as any rookie head coach would make.
And he admits it.
But the fact that, like, that would be like Courtney getting her opportunity, and then, you know, it's you struggling a little bit your first year, and them going, all right, it's a wrap. We're not even going to, give her a second year to see if she can learn from some of those mistakes, rather than just going, we made the mistake. How do you know if you don't give her a real opportunity to learn from her mistakes?
Okay, it's not a job that generally you learn, while you're doing it. Like, it's not a learn. It's you're not a barista.
No, but it is a job before first year.
It's a pretty serious position.
Yeah, but it is a learn on the job.
You learn throughout life, but it's not a hire anybody and then they just learn on the job, and along the way they make a few mistakes. Like, I
would also just like to throw this in defense of Mayo, that whenever this is discussed, immediately, maybe it's the political climate, I don't know, the letters DEI are always introduced in a way to smear Jerod Mayo's ability to have this job. And the same people that do that, you click on their timelines, there's not a peep about the defensive coordinator last year or the safety coach.
Right.
Which is far more pervasive across the NFL, which is nepotism, than it is that Jerod Mayo and the color of his skin getting him an opportunity. When you've looked across the NFL, D'Amico Ryans is basically the model, you know, that they were going after. They used to have Caserio. Caserio hired D'Amico Ryans. They got a good young quarterback. And they thought that worked, and it did work in Houston, and that's what the Patriots were trying to do.
Dan Campbell lost his last 9 games in a row, and everybody, this guy's a moron talking about biting an ass cheek, right? But now we look
he's
at
turned
it.
Turned into a great coach.
Right, so you would have said, you know what, after the first year, it wasn't what we
expected. No, it's fine. The question becomes, do you have the time? Like, do you want to waste that time with Drake May? Like, when you have Drake May on a short money deal, do you want to waste 2-3 years, whatever it is that you think it's going to take for Mayo to get to be where he needs to be?
Well, how much is Mayo really affecting him, though? Like, I think that's the case when you look at AVP.
You want him. He should be affecting him. That's my point, is that what is he affecting? Can you tell me one thing?
I think he is.
Is he affecting the defense at all?
I don't believe so, which is an issue.
But you would say the progress of Drake May.
The progress of Drake May, I put on AVP.
She's putting that on Alex Van Pelt. So, What?
So you think that Mayo has no hand in?
Like, I just don't think that we should be considering Drake May's ability to grow next season. And are we going to waste that on Jerod Mayo? Like, I think we should take a closer look at AVP and if that's the right choice for Drake to progress next season.
Yeah.
Bill Stunk right, is got, first year here.
We have.
I mean, he did. I was on the team.
We have got to take a break. We are going to get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. Coming up next. Curtis, I'm in possession of, speaking of Bill, as Wiggy brought up, somewhat interesting whispers about what Bill and his beloved were doing apparently on the ferry over to Nantucket for Thanksgiving. Should that be my lead, or should I go in a different direction?
Was Butler there?
I don't think Malcolm Butler was there. All right, we'll get to the rest of the leads coming up next.
If you missed any of our Patriots Monday and Friday interviews, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Greg Hill Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on WEEI.
Well, the worst travel day of the year is underway, and I personally would appreciate it if you could get on the road right now and be where you are and off of my roads by about 4 p.m. today. So if you can, get an early start, get going. Curtis says no weather to worry about until tomorrow. We have leads left. It's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will talk Celtics with us at 9 on today's show. And calling from Arlington, this is Alfonso. Hello, Alfonso.
I just want to say, Barney from the Flintstones was my hero. And
changed your life. Inspirational.
Yeah, changed my life. He was an underdog.
Yeah.
You know, he could have been eaten by a dinosaur, but he lived. So,
great point.
We're
brothers in arms, Alfonso. Thank you.
Hold on, he's talking. Go ahead, what?
Courtney, are you making that turkey tomorrow?
So, update, we have decided to outsource our turkey. So we will be picking up the turkey tomorrow. The sides, however, are all homemade.
All right, good move.
You kind of gave up.
Is correct.
Good move.
You were like at the base of Mount Everest, and then you hired a Sherpa.
Yeah.
Like, this is your first time hosting, and you were all about hosting.
Well, I mean, it's not really it's me, Santo, and his mom, but it just wasn't worth it for me to get anybody sick, so.
Oh. Especially on Thanksgiving. Okay. It's the Super Bowl of holidays when it comes to cooking.
But my sides, let me tell you, I started prepping last night.
You did?
I was just sweating in the kitchen
honestly,
all day.
Did somebody say this on the show, or did somebody say this to me yesterday? The sides.
Short-term memory is the first thing to go.
It really is. The sides are what it's all about.
That was me.
Yeah. Oh, was that you who said the turkey was a vessel for the sides?
Correct.
Great point.
Yeah.
Yep. That's really what it is. It's all about the sides.
Yeah.
Like, give me sides. I like turkey. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
You're making Wiggy and my point.
Right. No,
so if you had a roast tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't want, what I'm saying is Courtney has changed my mind. It's all about, it should just be sides on the table.
Yeah.
You don't need any protein. Like, no roast, no
ham. Okay, but work with me here.
Yeah.
The turkey, if you substitute the turkey with the roast,
yeah,
you would be saying, you would never say, just give me the sides. Because it's turkey and it's really not that great and nobody really likes it that much, you say, just give me the sides.
If I don't have turkey, I can't have gravy. And so that's a side. To me, it's a side and a sauce. And so I need the gravy. I need the turkey. Turkey gets me in the Thanksgiving spirit. It's the one time of the year I have it. I'm fine with it.
Well, technically, you could put the gravy
on
the mashed potatoes or the stuffing if you are that type of person.
Yes, you could.
So you don't really need the turkey to put the gravy on it.
Preach.
By the way, Courtney, whatever you made this morning, the cinnamon bun thing is delicious.
Very good.
I don't know if we've shown that yet, but Courtney brought these in for everybody.
Oh, can we have a bite?
Yes, you can have a bite. I was worried because it didn't travel well, like the dough, like mine is all folded over.
Oh, no, this is good.
But family tradition, you know, during the Macy's Day Parade, my mom would always make them. And so now I make them for Santo to watch the Macy's Day Parade. So
very good.
Brought them in for you guys.
A plus.
I refuse to allow anything to get in the way of eating. Very good.
Good. I'm glad.
All right, your lead this morning.
Good morning, everybody. We've heard Wiggy say that, and a few others on the show, that Aaron Rodgers, no way that he is retiring next year. He's a narcissist. He is an egomaniac, and he just was not going to go out that way. Well, he was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and I think I was spot on.
As far as my future goes, I haven't told anybody in my life that I want to play in 2025 and not on the Jets. So that's 100% false. I actually said the opposite. You know, I said that I'm going to wait and see what happens with at the end of the season and if they want me back and what happens with Brick and what happens with the offensive staff and obviously the GM at the time. And, you know, then they just fired Joe. There's a lot of things out of my control when it comes to that. But I've really enjoyed my time in New York. I mean, obviously, we haven't had success that we've all wanted to have. You know, I've made some great friendships on the team. I've enjoyed living in Jersey. I've enjoyed time in the city. I've enjoyed getting to know the fans. And I came here to win here. So I'm not jumping off ship like, oh, I definitely want to play and not in New York. Like, I don't even know if I want to play yet, but New York would be my first option.
I don't even know if I want to play yet, but New York would be my first option. Guys? He is not coming back next year.
You don't think so?
Aaron Rodgers, he is setting you up to say, I'm hurt, I'm beat up, I'm old, this is it. You know, my body can't do it anymore. It's over. Aaron Rodgers is going to play this. He's been playing all of you. He is donezo.
He is? Yes.
I think what he's saying there is that he's holding the leverage over the organization, so he maintains control as to who they hire as a GM and a coach.
I want my GM. I want my coaches.
If they want me back.
I want my wide receivers. Right. I want a team of friends.
Right.
I want a team of yes people.
Right. The Jets, they're my first option.
Sort of like what Bill said at the end of the year when he wasn't going to quit because he knew he was going to get fired. And he said, well, I'm here. I'm the coach. I'm still showing up.
I can work with others.
I think he is D-O-N-E done.
All right, Courtney, thank you. We got to take a quick break, but we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead next. And then we will get to They Said It around 7:20 this morning. Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30. On a Patriots Friday, which is happening on a Wednesday, but it's really a Friday because last day of work for most everybody. Nobody's working tomorrow. And
big party night tonight.
Big night out for a lot of people tonight. I think most people get Friday off, so we will get to the rest of the leads next.